So following on from this, the second thing that we will want to do, whether we have bugs or don't have bugs, is when we make this transition from firstly building our app to actually now, you know, editing the app and debugging the app, is we will want to switch kind of styles or switch modes or switch approaches in terms of the way that we look at Claude and the way that we look at the process. So up until this point, we've just been pasting one initial mega prompt in and then telling GPT, or sorry, rather telling Claude 3.5, hey, this is the prompt, now make it for us. And it's gone ahead and done that. It's, you know, spat out all the files. It took us half an hour to copy and paste them in. We've now run it in VS Code. It maybe works, it maybe doesn't work, but we're now entering a point where we have a very large context window with lots and lots of files. And the fact that we have this massive context window, the fact that it's built this out, the fact that it may now be such a gigantic conversation that it's difficult for either you or the AI to have a true instant context awareness of everything that's going on, means we now need to switch styles and switch modes. So in a nutshell, Claude gives us access to 3.5, Sonnet 3.5, which is like super duper genius at coding. It's very capable of juggling a lot of resources, ideas, dependencies, and all these kind of ideas and code blocks that interact with one another in its mind. That's, you know, it's amazing at all this, but it does come at a cost, okay? And the most fundamental cost here is the limited chats that we can do. And so once the chat window becomes very, very big, which it will do with all these files it's created, it will start to limit the number of interactions that you can have. And generally it's between 10 and 20 every 3 to 6 hours. But what I've found is when you have a very, very large window, which, you know, I like to work within a single chat window when I'm building an app. I like to have one main chat window for that app because that contains everything that's happened, okay? And when that happens, when you have such a gigantic chat window, what you'll find is that it will be very aggressive at limiting you. So you may have sort of 2 or maybe maximum 3 blocks in a single day where you can really interact with that chat window, and you might only have sort of 10, 20, certainly, you know, 20 in absolute maximum interactions you can do every sort of 3 to 6 hours. And what this means is we don't want to waste our 10 or 20 chats that maybe, you know, depending on how busy we are, and if we only have like a few hours a day to do this, and we don't want to waste those chats with tiny unrelated questions that we can ask ChatGPT 4.0. So we don't want to ask things that have nothing to do with this thread and this application that it's building for us. If you want to ask it about what's the weather, or what should I eat for tea tonight, or even just like general questions about, you know, research questions that maybe even somewhat relate to this project, go into GPT-4, go into chatgpt.com, go to anthropic.com and create an API account and go into the playground. You know, use OpenRouter, go anywhere other than this thread. Do not go into this thread. And very probably, to maintain the maximum number of chats that you have, do not even go into Claude.ai and ask other questions. Do that somewhere else and just have this one single thread that you are using, okay? And because, you know, these chat limits can be so aggressive, to kind of give you another bit of a messed up metaphor here, now begin talking to Claude like you have one overseas telegram to send to your grandmama every day. So you can imagine if your beloved auntie or whatever, you can send her one single message across like the Atlantic using telegram, using like, you know, 19th century telegram every single day. What's it going to look like? It's going to be very, very long. It's going to be verbose. It's going to be thorough. It's going to be detailed. You're going to put everything in that single message. It's going to take you about half an hour to write this message. And then it's going to be sent once. And then you're going to get a similar, very long reply back the next day. That's how you need to be looking at this. This is not just quick back and forth chats. This is like chats that may take 10 or 20 minutes for you to write out, because you're only going to have a couple of hours to actually use this before, you know, you're kind of done for the day. So again, you know, your context memory is humongous now. It could be like 50, 100,000 characters of very complicated code. So you're only going to get, you know, 10 or 20 of these chats every 3 to 6 hours. And I've put here, Claude 3.5 is super duper smart, but it gets tired of you. There is something in that, by the way. I'm not just saying that, you know, you're only allowed 10 chats. What I've actually found is that with Claude, it will actually finish the chats at kind of points that almost like it knows what's going on. So it will, like the first time it'll build your app, it will almost always build the entire first version of your app. And then you will deploy the app. And then if it looks like you're kind of going down a rabbit hole, at that point it will just start saying, hey, you've only got 5 chats left. Or if you, you know, manage to fix like a complicated bug, it will sometimes sort of take you to a point where you've just fixed the bug and, you know, thank goodness, and then you want to go back and start something else, and that's the point where it will cut you off. And so it does almost seem at times like it just kind of allows you to do one single big thing with each of these kind of sprints that we're going to do here, these chat sprints. And consequently, like, you should try and paste very long detailed reports about any errors that you're getting. So each response that you paste in should be like a screenshot. You know, if there's like a bug, it should be like a screenshot and the error and an explanation of what ChatGPT thinks the error is. And, you know, a reminder that actually we got the same error 10 messages back. Do you think that's related? Like, really, really make it work with each chat response that you paste in. Also understand Claude may forget what it coded. Okay, so when the message gets humongous, when the chat thread gets to like 100,000, 200,000 characters, it doesn't have full awareness of everything that's going on. And so if Claude, after like 78 messages and 12 bug fixes, suggests that you edit file.js, which you created at the start and hasn't been edited since, then, you know, paste in the full code and that you get from VS Code and say, just to confirm, this is the latest version. So is it correct? The code that you give me, does that take into consideration the latest version? I'm just confirming that. You can also, again, because this is kind of making us be very careful about, you know, using very long detailed messages. What I will often do is I will often, if it says, so here's the bug, here's what we're going to do, we are going to fix, or we're going to edit, to fix this bug, we're going to edit file1.js, file2.js, file3.js. Then what I will do is within that one chat, I will go and download those files and say, just to confirm before I actually do this, here are the files that you're asking me to edit, you know, paste. Are these, are your suggestions up to date, or do we need to make other changes? You know, it's metering us per chat, okay? So we might as well paste in these huge responses. Again, do not waste your chats on one-word replies. The worst thing you can do is just have a little 3 or 4 response back and forth, because it's just going to waste your limits, basically. Don't worry as well too much about the slowness. So when you switch styles, you know, everything is going to move a lot more slowly, okay? Now, when we get into more advanced methods, what we can actually do is we can switch to Cursor AI, which is going to speed things up. Apart from anything else, that's just going to mean that we now have 2 models that we're running at the same time, okay? And so Cursor will let us, you know, if Claude kind of throws us out, we can switch over to Cursor, and we continue to use Claude Sonnet 3.5 because we now have Sonnet inside of Cursor, okay? So that's actually the main benefit, really, of Cursor AI, is we can kind of, you know, exhaust our limits within Claude.ai and then switch straight over to Cursor AI. But the truth is, no matter how you look at it, we are kind of switching speeds and kind of switching gears, really, when we move to this kind of bug testing and editing phase. It's going to move a little more slowly. We're going to want to do this in bite-sized chunks. Again, we have that get-out-of-jail-free card of using Cursor AI as like a second option when Claude limits us. But yeah, we are going to have to switch styles when we move to this editing phase. So hopefully that's all clear, and I'll see you in the next video.